Kansas State University President Kirk Schultz says the governor's proposed budget for the region's institutions contains the same net dollars as last year. But in looking at what has gone on in the legislature in the past, Dr. Schultz says there are concerns on the part of many on whether the Kansas House and Senate will be able to reach some kind of consensus. And when they reach consensus, what will the region's budget really look like?
As you saw, when the House and Senate could not agree even on the rescission bill this last year, so the governor had to basically step in and deal with that. So the question that I think is on a lot of our minds is, will there really ever be an agreement between the House and the Senate on the budget coming out of this upcoming year, where really K through 12 has taken a pretty steep hit, higher education is not. So anything can happen in the last week of the legislature, so we're going to have to continue to be vigilant and continue to make sure our supporters for higher ed, public higher ed, have all the ammunition they need to make sure there's nothing that occurs last minute, late night, the day before the budget's passed kind of thing, and that's where we're most worried.
You've talked before about what happens down the road as this public money gets cut and the fact that Kansas State and some universities are already headed down this road, could end up as a strange mixture, I guess, of public-private institution.
Yeah, that's a continuing threat, I think. It's not good for public higher education in the United States, and certainly not in Kansas. But one of the concerns is, as those public dollars shrink, what happens is we get better at fundraising and finding other avenues of dollars, but what then occurs is you start looking more like a private institution than you do a public institution. I think that's the direction it's going in, and as we were talking earlier, some states are seeing this at a much more advanced state than we are, and University of Wisconsin at Madison, there's an active movement in that state to have them move out of the university system and be a standalone institution, because they're a major research institution, and they want to trade being by themselves with less regulation, different ways of doing purchasing, setting their own tuition and fees rates, these kinds of things. And I think we're going to see more of this kind of bartering between major public research universities in the state's legislature as we move ahead over the next 5 years.
I remember years ago talking to the then provost, and he told me that the university system worked at trying to get tuition to pay for about 25% of the cost of an education. How much of a percentage does tuition pay right now?
We're right at about that number, very, very close. Right now, this last year, we actually receive more dollars coming from tuition revenue than we do dollars coming from the state of Kansas to run the university. So we've sort of crossed that point, which for many years was a big gap. You got more money from the state than you got from tuition dollars. Well, that is now at K-State changed, so we'll now in the future get more dollars from tuition than we actually will from state support.
I know this is putting you on the spot, but looking ahead to the fall semester, is Kansas State University going to have to raise tuition again?
We are working with our students now about what our tuition and fees proposal should look like. It'll be less than last year. We're looking at something on the order of around 4% would be tuition and fees combined percentage-wise. So that's not 4% tuition and a fee increase. That's what we did last year. But this year we're looking at that kind of a number before the regents.
What does this do down the road? Does this mean that a college education will be again like it used to be, just for the rich?
I think we're moving in that direction nationally. However, at Kansas State, the average debt load of a student graduating from student loans is about $20,000. So in my mind, if I'm going to go buy a new Nissan Altima, or just a standard sedan off a car lot, and that's $25,000. I think, in my mind, that is a reasonable debt load to have ask people to bear for a college education. They just ran an article recently in the Chronicle of Higher Education where they portrayed a family living in the Northeast, and a bunch of their kids had gone to private universities there. One young man had $230,000 worth of student loan debt and was unemployed and living at home. So I think you have to sort of look at those kinds of things. In my mind, as long as our students are graduating with a modest debt load that I can have a regular job and pay back, I think we're okay. But if that all of a sudden becomes $50,000 in average debt or $100,000 in average debt, think about it. That's like your house payment, perhaps, for 20-some years to repay back going to school. That's too much debt, and we got to stay away from that.
College education means you still make more money than with a high school degree.
Absolutely. Lots of data that shows that. And I believe you tend to make better citizens. They're more college-educated folks tend to be better informed, more engaged in their communities, all of those kind of things, which are critical. Not just income, but quality of life issues are much improved.
That's the president of Kansas State University, Dr. Kirk Schultz. I'm Richard Baker. And this is the K-State Radio Network.